The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. We are here and we are live. You over there?
Yeah, beautiful morning this morning.
It is a beautiful morning this morning.
There was a lot of people out and about on the roads, though.
Yes, a little crisp out this morning again.
It was kind of nice.
Yeah, it's kind of
nice. Well, we had a lot of heat this summer, so it's nice to have a little coolness.
That's true. I see you got your sweatshirt on over there,
yep.
Staying warm. Oh, with your flannel, too.
Yep.
Boy, you're layering up, aren't you?
It's 40 degrees this morning.
It's a bit chilly out there. So, anyway, all good, all good. All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. Here we are. Man, December 12th.
Yep. What is it, like 13 more days to Christmas?
Correct. I can add, it's on the 25th, and this is the 12th. Yep, 13 more days to Christmas. So, slightly less than 2 weeks, huh?
Right.
Yeah, so Christmas is...
And Santa Claus will be here.
Okay. Yes, he will. For everybody listening, Santa Claus is going to show up 13 days from now. Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday, obviously. It will be Christmas. Time flies when you're having fun. Next thing you know, it'll be New Year's. Next thing you know, it'll be 2021.
Yep. Yeah.
And hopefully we put all this coronavirus stuff behind us in 2021. We're open.
Well, they're saying they have a vaccine out now, too. So, you know, yeah, I mean, whether you believe in it or not or whatever, but you know what? It might be doing a whole lot of good. So we'll see what happens.
That's true. And we have to get our cars vaccinated.
Yep.
Yep. Keep them from getting any Rona. Don't want no Rona in your car. That's for sure.
Detailed and cleaned up.
That's right. Well, yeah. So good stuff, man. Coming into 2021, hopefully. You know, and now's the time, and you're right, there's lots of peeps on the road, and now's the time to make sure and get your car all serviced up and ready to roll. I don't know if we'll be traveling around a ton. Folks are, probably going in small groups to places here and there. So just like you want to be safe and protect grandma if you're going over there, you also want to get there in your car. So if you've been putting off any maintenance or things like that, a good time of year to get them handled. Today we are talking about alignments and why it's important to get your vehicle aligned, etc., and different things that can affect the alignment on your vehicle over time. But if you do have any automotive related questions, please give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We are here to, answer any of your automotive questions live and ready and willing this morning here on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. Once again, that is 888-344-1170. Jump on there and give us a call, and we'll talk to you about anything automotive related. We love different questions about different things. Doesn't have to be about the topic we're talking about today. It can be, but if there's anything else, then call. Anything cool happening this week in the shop? Dead silence.
Well, there's so many things that happened. I was like, is there anything that sticks out? And I didn't know. But you know what? I did see a car flipped over on the way here. So
what?
That's, you know what? It always makes me wonder when you're... Well, and hopefully nobody was hurt, but it was kind of dark. But
where was this at?
Because I was coming south on the 15. This was it would have been on the northbound side of 15, right where the big concrete bridge is up by the 395, right before Fallbrook.
Okay, that's why I didn't see it.
But the guy... Or whoever it was the car was on its passenger side, and it was faced south.
Ooh, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Well, and the ambulance was just pulling up when I was so pressing that hill. So I was like, I was still trying to figure out, you know, what makes me wonder sometimes how somebody gets turned around the way they turned around, you know?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what they hit and how fast they were going.
Exactly. Obviously, there was another car there. He was up a little bit farther, but it would stop. So I did see somebody walking past the car just from like the, because it was dark. I just seen him walk because the headlights were still on the car that was flipped over.
Wow. And that must have just happened then, not too long before.
And the ambulance was just pulling up. So,
gotcha. Well, hopefully everybody was not was unharmed or minor injuries or, you know, and we'll be just fine.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it's always, I don't know. Today's cars and in the protection we have in them with obviously airbags, et cetera, and all those kind of things. I mean, a lot more people walk away with just minor scrapes and bruises than used to. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, even the cars are more soundly. The way that they, you know.
They're impact zones.
Exactly. Even the smaller, less economical cars are put together way better. I mean, they can withstand a couple of flips and flops. You know,
more economical cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't tend to crumble as much as they used to.
Well, and like we were just saying, cars are built with impact zones, so they're made to take the impact and protect the occupants.
Yes.
So a lot of times it will destroy the car though, but the people will walk away.
Yeah, the inside of it still looks intact. So that's what you want too. So
correct. Yeah, the car takes the brunt of it, as we would say.
Yes.
Versus the driver and occupants in it, which is important. So, which brings me to alignments, because if your car's not aligned, it runs off the side of the road, it may end up upside down.
Yes.
It's a possibility. Geez. And with our roads here, and you might say, well, the one thing that seems to affect our roads quite a bit here, where we end up with a bunch of potholes, is when we go through the rainy season, which we're going to be coming up on here shortly, seems to deteriorate the asphalt, and you get these big potholes here and there. And those things can really knock the alignment off on a vehicle, for sure. So yearly, it's not a bad idea to have your vehicle aligned. That's one of the things that can happen to it. I also see people that curb their cars when they park them, things like that can also affect the alignment on a vehicle. And the alignment wear can obviously, being knocked out, causes wear on tires, which costs you money down the road. But if it's bad enough, it can also cause wear on other components on the vehicle, you know, always pulling, et cetera, bushings, different things that it's not good for.
Also cause your gas mileage to go down.
That's true. It's a true statement, because the car's working.
Yeah, you're forcing it on the car then, because either the tires aren't like rolling straight and it's like snow plowing or whatever you want to say. So
correct. So yeah, like when toes off, it's trying to push the, it's like, yeah, it's like that's what chews the rubber off the tires, because you're grinding on them, right?
Yes.
Which creates a lot more friction, which causes gas mileage to go down. And Kevin is correct about that, which can be obviously a loss of money in all directions.
Yes, but the price of tires these days, losing gas mileage and tires is not a good thing, right?
Never a good thing. That's right. That's right. So it just make an adjustment. And I mean, obviously, keeping the alignment of your vehicle, you know, all of our vehicles, we align them once a year, and it really keeps them in good order and driving straight and also comfortable to drive, you know, where you're not fighting the vehicle, et cetera, steering wheel kind of going off to the side. You want to make sure and have a comfortable vehicle to drive. At least I do. I don't want to be fighting my steering wheel everywhere I'm going.
Well, then it's a chore to go somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, we don't want a chore to go somewhere. Usually when I get in the car, I prefer that it drive nicely, make my life easy. But well,
yeah, because you got enough going on. You got to pay attention to the road. You got to pay attention to this. Not, you know.
Correct. And fighting the vehicle when you get into a different driving situation would make it even worse. So that's why it's important. The cause and effect relationship between external and internal forces that can alter the geometry of a vehicle suspension. So having the alignment reading for only one angle on one corner is just like the outside temperature without knowing if there's a tornado outside. So it's important, obviously, to line the complete vehicle and do it properly and get it set up so that, like Kevin said, gas mileage is good, tire wear is good, other items not. Just making adjustments and not asking, you know, not figuring out why the adjustments needed can lead to having an issue with the vehicle. Alignment is critical to and knowing the adjustments to performing the total alignment on a vehicle. One of the things that can affect vehicles too, and you know, sometimes people don't think about, but loads in the rear of a vehicle can cause caster and camber to change. The camber and caster will become positive in the front if you load the back of a vehicle heavy. It pulls up on the front end, right?
Without yes.
doing so, changes those angles. So it becomes imperative if a vehicle often carries heavy heavy loads, such as, you know, like, let's say we put, you take a brand new vehicle and then you put toolboxes on it, like a toolbox bed or a utility bed, and then you fill it with stuff.
It just changed everything.
It changed everything. And if it stays full like that all the time with all the equipment or whatever you have on it, before you start, then the vehicle needs to be aligned with that stuff in it, not empty, because it does change everything. The camber and Casper in the front vehicle, if the vehicle has rear suspension, the camber will become negative and it will be towed out. So in the rear, this could lead to outside edge wear in the front and inside edge wear in the rear of the vehicle chewing up tires just by changing heavy loads on a vehicle.
Well, that's normally why work trucks, the tires are normally rounding off in the front, because when they get the truck, it doesn't have a bed on it. Then they put that heavy bed on it, put all their tools in it.
Nobody thinks about aligning it, do they?
No.
No, sure don't.
Well, I don't know if they suppose it's already done. They just bought a brand new truck. So, I mean, yeah.
Yep. And well, and a lot of it is like I said, so those trucks, like if you buy a utility bed truck, usually it's aligned with the utility bed on it, but then you load it with all the stuff and that's where the change comes.
Well, yeah, the tools can be more weight than the bed by the time you're done. So
it can be. Yeah. Especially like some of these trucks, like then you might add a little, one of the little lifting cranes, things, et cetera, to it, you know, and then that's a lot of weight.
Lift tailgate, then they put 55-gallon drums of oil, fuel, or whatever in the drums, and then all the tools, and
that's a lot.
What is liquid? Liquid's like almost eight pounds per gallon, I think.
Heavy for sure. All right, folks, we're talking about alignments here this morning, but anything automotive related, give us a call here on The Answer or K-Praise, 888-344-1170. This is Auto Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Are you still over there, Kevin?
Yes. Beautiful, crisp morning.
Beautiful, crisp morning out for sure.
If I had a breakfast buffet here, it would make the morning.
Need somebody make an omelet station over there. I'm going to put in some requests here. We need a chef with an omelet station.
Yes.
A couple mimosas going on, you know. All good. So, well, now you're thinking of vacation. I'm sorry.
I know. Confusing
that with Auto Talk Radio.
No. As you get older, you have dreams.
Or wants. Doesn't mean they're going to be fulfilled, that's for sure. All right, folks. pretty funny. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks in North County, San Diego now for coming up on 28 years, something like that. Long time. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and smog certified out there, taking care of folks in East County for coming up on 8 years. Yes, for quite a while out there, Mr. Chris and Mr. Dillon out there at that facility for me. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified in Central San Diego, 4 years now. Taking care of folks over there. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, our newest facility, AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, also for California. Coming up on 2 years. This next April will be two. Is it 2 years? Yeah, 2 years, I think. April will be 2 years.
Like 2 years feels like 1 year.
It goes by fast, yeah. And the Golden Triangle, taking care of folks over here, right across from where we're at right now on UTC, on the radio. With you all listening, and we appreciate it. All of us at the West Automotive Group, myself, my employees, and everybody come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason, and that is we believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. What that means to us is we never recommend a service or repair on your vehicle. We wouldn't recommend to our own family member, which is extremely important in my eyes and everybody that works for me. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Also, in this time, what we have going on, it's nice to have a avenue where you can a card that's just for auto repair with us, and it will give you 6 months no interest anytime you use it, and therefore you can spread out the cost of a repair. We do know that with everything going on here in this past year with COVID-19 and everything, folks are struggling, and we just want to be able to help you out any way we can, and that does that is available to help out. So please, if you're in one of our facilities or need help, just you can even get approved for one and get one and have it prior to needing it. But it, like I said, can be used anytime, and it's very helpful. You can even call in, and we can do it over the phone for you. So we're proud to offer that to all of our clients. All you have to do is, if you're interested, just ask. We're here to help. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis. If you think you have a transmission problem, get your vehicle into us. Let us diagnose it. We see all too many vehicles that have had a transmission repair or recommended a transmission repair elsewhere. They come in, we diagnose them, and it's not what they were told, often saving them quite a bit of money. Sometimes it is a transmission. It is what it is. But you want to know what it is and have to address that. Most these repairs come down to diagnosing them properly. Which we often state, you know, that is the most important of any repair is to diagnose a vehicle properly. Same, and that is the best money you will spend on any repair is by a qualified technician at a quality facility diagnosing your vehicle properly. Saves you money in the long run. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles at all four of our locations. All that's always available, and we're here to help in any way we can. Go to the westautomotivegroup.com. That is westautomotivegroup.com. From there, you can see all about us, get things checked out, etc. You can make appointments. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter through there. Just click and sign up and follow. We always sitting out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're sending out little tips here and there, things to do with your vehicle. Great stuff as far as that goes. So that's westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. And you can also from there go, you can click on the Auto Man, where I'm the Auto Man for the CW, on Friday morning and Friday evening news, and, Fox, 5 news, at the, 9:45 AM on Wednesdays, in there you can, but if you don't catch those live, you can obviously, just, go to westautomotivegroup.com, click on the Auto Man. It'll take you to our YouTube channel, and they're all there posted. So that is westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on Auto Talk Radio, which you're listening to now, and all of our Auto Talk radio segments are podcasted there, and you can listen to those straight through there if you want. Or podcasts are also available now through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. Hey, like that, Kevin?
Love it.
So they're available through all of those locations. You can download the podcast or listen to them, et cetera. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible. If you want to listen to us or missed a show, then go grab it. Like almost every place that there is podcast, you can find it. The Answer San Diego, 1170, Auto Talk Radio, and there you go. That's the thing. You can call us now, though, with all your automotive-related questions or topics at 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You can always email also autotalk at West Automotive Group. If there's something you want to hear us do a show about or something you just have a question about, we're available. Just give us a ring, and we're happy to or send us a email at autotalk at westautomotivegroup.com, and we'll either write a show and do a show about it, or we will, you know, give you, if it's just a question you have, I'll email you back. Do it all the time. So good stuff. Anyway, that's autotalk at westautomotivegroup.com, or just go to westautomotivegroup.com, and there you can get in contact with us. 888-344-1170. That is 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related? We are talking about alignments this morning, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Man, good stuff. So we're talking about loads and how it can affect things as far as that goes on the vehicle. Before we get going further on this, let's grab Curtis and Descanso. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could run me through the peculiarities of adjusting the valves on this 1997 Lexus ES300.
Gotcha.
It's got a special tool for depressing the lifter or something.
Yeah, that's a. I believe that the valve adjustment on that uses what we call pucks. So they have little. They that's a direct cam over, I believe. And what you have to do is depress it to remove the puck, and you put in different size pucks. But the best thing to do is a lot of those don't wear too much. So we usually check them with what we call go and no-go feeler gauges. Are you familiar with that?
Are they graduated, or are they at a step on it?
Well, they go, no-go. So like it'll be like 0.02 and 0.03. So you can slide them in between there. And when it goes, it is graduated, correct. So, and that's just an example of a measurement of one that would be, but yes. And,
well, I've got all kinds of feeler gauges.
Okay. So do you know what the spec is on the supposed to be on those valves?
Not yet, but I got a Haynes manual, but
okay. Okay.
Anyhow.
Well, it should be in there. So anyway, just obviously the exhaust and intakes are different, but if measurements, if you have one that is too tight or too loose, you have to there's a tool to depress the puck holder, which sits on top of the valve, and then you actually can pull the little puck that's recessed in there out, and you change the thickness of the pucks. Now the problem with this is, if you don't, you know, we have sets of assortments for doing this that are different sizes. If you don't have that assortment, any ones that you need, you're going to have to go
buy a whole set.
Well, you don't have to buy. You can buy them individually, but it's a lot of you know, basically what you'd have to do is tear the car down, measure everything, figure out any that you need, and go buy those and then replace them as far as that goes. A lot of times you will find that those valves don't wear a ton, though, but they are good to check.
Don't the clearances usually get looser because the valves are wearing in the seats?
Actually, they get tighter because the valves suck into the seats and the stem height gets higher.
Right, they get tighter. They get tight. That's why.
Correct.
Yeah.
If the valves wear. Now, valves don't always wear. So, I mean, as far as that goes.
How about 327,000?
Well, it depends. How's the car running? Any misfires?
Runs great. Pull strong, but I don't have any history on it. I don't have no records on it, so I got to check this soon because I want.
Yeah, it's good to check. Don't get me wrong. And you want, if one's starting to get tight, you want to adjust it. Otherwise, you can get a burn valve and it can go bad quicker. So,
okay, then the tool to depress the lifter, is that available at most auto parts or?
What I would do if you're looking to purchase this for yourself, go online and you're going to, OTC makes the best tools for this. So you can usually go, Amazon has a ton of automotive stuff like that if you're looking for a specialty tool, you know, or you can get them through, you know, tool suppliers like Snap-on, et cetera. But a lot of times in your case, it'd be easier if you can Google what you're looking for and it'll take you to Amazon and usually OTC, you can find the tools in there. Now, obviously, this is for your, you know, you're looking for your vehicle, and you'll be able to find it in there.
You pretty much really, really, really do need this tool. Otherwise, you use the wrong.
You can't do it without it. Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
Okay,
it's
well,
definitely a necessity. Yes.
And the puck disc. Who sells those?
Well, you could get them from a machine shop, an engine machine shop that does head work, things like that, or that Toyota. You can order them directly from them. The Toyota parts department.
For bucks.
Yep. Toyota probably has them in stock. Usually when we order an assortment of, and we have several assortments for different kinds of vehicles because obviously we have to do this a lot more than people do just on their individual cars.
And I'm planning on doing the timing belt and front seals in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to ask? Are there still available junk timing belts that can break after 10, 20, 30,000 miles? I had it happen on a Honda Civic to me about 15 years ago, and I just bought it from a regular auto parts, and I had two of them break really quick, and then I put a Gates or I put a factory belt, and no more problems. Is that still happening, like right now?
We don't see that much, but I mean, we only use quality belt setups, and we replace all the idlers and tensioners. What were you going to say, Kevin?
Timing belts used to be a lot, not as thick as they used to be, neither. So timing belts are a whole different animal, too.
Yeah, that belt on the car you're talking about right now, the Lexus, is quite a hefty belt. But you know, any quality supplier, you should be just fine.
Well, when I was talking to Honda Civic four cylinder, it was $15,000 on the first one, $13,000 on the next.
Yeah, I'd be wondering why. Like, was there an idler causing an issue?
No, they're all good.
Oh, interesting. I don't know what. Do you know what brand of belt you put on them?
Oh well, yeah, Duralast.
Oh, okay, yeah. I wouldn't use anything like that. I mean, there's there's plenty of good suppliers. You know, I was trying to think off name the Japanese supplier that we use all the time for belts. Well, there's Continental. Their sets are amazing. There's you know, obviously Gates makes good belts. There's a couple others. Anyway, anything that's an OEM quality or OES, original equipment supplier, you know, yeah, you're
what
fine.
What was OES? Is another brand? What?
No, OES means original equipment supplier. Oh. Somebody that manufactured for Toyota and them. So as far as that goes. Yeah, if you know what, I can look at it. If you email me, if you want to know the best that I would recommend, what we would use, shoot me an email and I'll shoot you back an email to what would be best. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're going to have to take our break here, but Curtis, thanks for your call. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Folks, give us a call here, 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and KPRZ. Be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. And as Kevin says, 13 days from Christmas.
I like Christmas. I like this time of year. Ho, ho, ho.
What the heck? He wants to be the car Santa. Speaking of, how's your dune buggy coming along?
It does okay. First run out that we... The distributor failed on it, so, you know.
Oh.
Well, back to the drawing board again.
It didn't fall off, right? It just failed? Okay. Yeah, I saw you guys were moving the pedals and changing everything around.
Yeah, we're putting in hydraulic pedals for her and everything. We were actually making it so that it's really for her. That way she's very comfortable.
For your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
That way she's very comfortable in it.
Oh, there you go.
So
were they too far away before or too close?
Well, they were the old school ones too, so they're all cables.
Oh.
And then they weren't right. And the way the bar went, we raised the, like, where the steering bar goes across the center, we raised that up 2 inches to give you a little, because the steering wheel was almost sitting in your lap. And yeah,
it's not good.
No.
Okay.
So yeah.
You're modifying.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Christian's 6 feet tall now, and he even got in it with the way we raised the bar and everything. He goes, I could drive this. My knees would be bent, but.
There you go. Oh, all good. And yeah. I saw he's building a new bed for his truck.
Yes. His he's all happy. All his friends got Toyotas, and he beat them all the last time we were in the desert, so he's all happy.
Did he finish the bed on it?
No, well, almost.
Well, how's he driving it? I know he hasn't.
He's not driving. He hadn't driven it in the last 2 weeks.
I was going to say, there's no cutouts yet for the taillights
and
stuff. Well,
no, he already cut them out and everything. We're wiring in the taillights. So today we're going to finish it.
Okay.
But we had to fix the front differential on it, too, because he tore it up, too. So, you know.
Gotcha. Is this, did he build a flatbed for it?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Well, cool. Very cool. All right, folks, I do want to remind you, we're talking about a little bit of dune buggy and deserting, which a lot of y'all do, and out there enjoying this time of year, although I think they closed Akatia down again, didn't they?
Camping, supposedly. you're still allowed to ride there during the day. Oh, or at night or whatever. You're just not allowed to be stationary, I guess. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
So once you unload your dirt bike or dune buggy, you just got to full throttle it and keep going around in a circle?
You can be across the street because it's BML land across the street. So the government's across the street, and then the other side is state, and state's saying you're not allowed to camp there. But BML says...
You can camp on BML.
Yes. So
BLM. Sorry, not BML.
Yeah.
BLM land.
So you're all still good to go out there.
Which stands for the Bureau of Land Management, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. BLM. There's plenty of people staying over there, I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been out there.
And there's people that own property over that side, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's all good.
That's the part of reason I don't camp over there normally, because I'm not really sure what's private property and what's not. So it's like, yeah. Because things aren't always posted either. Like, if you go to Superstition, there is like a... I want to say this right, because the military always owns property around like Ocotillo and out at Superstition. Mm-hmm. But there's certain spots that are like, don't get out in there. That's their gunning range. Well, I'm thinking no big deal, because you'll see signs, right? Well, we were out riding one time. I looked down, and I'm like, there's a lot of brass shells. Things are big, too. I'm like, holy crap, we went over on the other side. So there's not always signs posting it, neither. That's the part of just...
I don't know if you remember where we used to go to a place and ride real quick that was... just outside of Hemet, you know, up on top of the hill.
Beaumont,
yeah, up in there. And now you can't ride there at all.
No, not at all.
But remember, if you went way out there and dropped down, you dropped through a fence and you went to an old, it used to be an ordnance bombing. It still belonged to the government.
Yeah.
There's like unexploded shells and all kinds of stuff back in there. It probably wasn't the best idea, but you know, whatever. Hey, come on. When kids were little, come on, let's go ride. Anyway. All right. Back to the subject. I do want to remind folks that Merry Christmas, that the show is also brought to you by Auto Talk Radio. It's brought to you by Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not sell nor stock any other brand of battery. Why? Because they are the technician's choice nationwide, worldwide. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, or give us a shout. We'll get you an Interstate installed no matter what your vehicle is. If you need a battery for any other cause or effect, they have batteries for like backup batteries for your alarms at your house or whatever. Go check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. All right, let's grab real quick. Mike's on the line. Let's grab Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing amazing. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. A little wet out this way, but hey, it's that time of season. Hey, I had a quick question here. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to get to it or not. It's kind of involved. It's the power sliding door motor or module or where I'm finding power at this thing. And just need to know what the – because I don't have any schematics at my hand. I'm thinking it's the red and the red and the black, but I'm not totally positive.
Is this
– for power.
So this is a wheelchair lift?
Correct. It's intertwined. It's in synchrony. You know, they have to actually work together.
Is it a
when the door opens?
Correct. Is it a Braun or a Rikon? Do you know?
Yeah, it's a Braun.
Oh, it is a Braun. Okay, cool. So usually with Braun, you can actually go online through Braun, because we do a lot of wheelchair lifts. We do a lot of.
You do.
Yeah, we do a ton of retirement home buses, which are bigger, more commercial wheelchair lifts than these, and we do sure. some private vans too. Ready vans,
okay.
Et cetera.
Okay.
But a lot of times you can go online with Braun and download the wiring diagrams for those. And that's what I would recommend, because that's the only way you're going to be able to test it. If you can't find it, you could also call Braun. It's tough to get through, though, especially these days. And they will often email them to you. They want to make sure that their stuff's available so that their product, as far as that goes, it can be diagnosed properly.
Sure, sure. Okay, yeah, I'll do that then. Yeah, because it's pretty involved, because there's a lot of inputs for it.
Yeah.
And they've got to all be in sync, obviously.
Correct. And the one thing I would like to say about that is, when you start asking wiring colors, there's no rhyme or reason. It depends sometimes on, you know, how or who or what and what they were doing that year when they were putting them together. So, yes, I would definitely look into getting a wiring diagram from Braun.
Yep, that'll work. Yeah, just going by, you know, the red and black, the obvious kind of thing. But I just didn't want to, until I'm sure, want to diagnose this thing properly. So, yeah.
Correct.
I appreciate your info, guy, and I will check them out.
You got it, man. No worries. Hey, stay safe out there. Stay dry, because my dad said the same thing. He said it's raining today, although you guys are a little warmer this morning than we were, so.
yeah, it's starting to go back down then. 60, I think, Thursday? It was nice. Sunny was out and everything else for December. We take it. But now, yeah, it's starting to get seasonable again. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'll start seeing some snow and real cold weather coming up here shortly.
Yep. It's coming. It's coming, unfortunately. But, hey, it's all right. Four seasons, we don't mind it. But sometimes the extreme of either is kind of sketchy. But, hey, what are you going to do?
Yep.
Hey. Maybe move out to Cali.
There you go. There you go.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Take care, man.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Talk to you soon.
Be safe. Uh-huh. Take care. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. So,
wheelchair lift's another thing that we work on a lot.
Especially on that one, because it may not get power and grounds because of a sensor's telling it not to send the power in the ground. So
correct.
The powers and grounds might be there, but if you have a bad sensor,
depending on the age of that wheelchair lift, because the newer ones, like Kevin's, they have modules just like cars do. They have little computers that handle inputs and outputs and what to do. And they have a lot of safety items on them also that will prevent things from working, such as, you know, anti-roll flip plates and different things that keep the people that are in the wheelchair on the lift safe. And if one of those malfunctions, one of those switches or sensors, you could have a big problem.
And especially using a Recon or a Braun or whatever, them guys have very good diagnosis. I mean, just like, you know, dealing with General Motors or something like that when you go to the diagnostic thing for a code. So it's worth calling them because they can send you in the right direction and help you diagnose this in the right way.
Yeah, they do have a technical department too. So yeah, Rycon and Braun both are probably the biggest wheelchair lift providers. And luckily he's got one of those. He's got a Braun, so the information should be a lot easier to get the catalog. Now some of the off the wall brands are really old ones. It's hard to get stuff for, and you got to kind of play it by ear. But those two are pretty well known.
Well, exactly. When he calls and tells them exactly what it's doing, they'll give him a schematic of, hey, check this, check this, check this. This is why this is why you would not get power at these certain things. So
correct.
It'll make it a lot easier for him.
Definitely a specialty, and we've been working on those here in San Diego for quite a long time. For a lot of we do a lot of retirement home buses. Yes, we want to call them buses. They're like E450s, E350s. With a bubble on the back.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because the bubble vans are the ones that wear the tires on the front too, because they put that bubble on the back, weighs a lot, and then especially being a van front end. Mm-hmm. The van front ends don't have the weight coming out like they do anyways, so.
Correct. Yeah.
They're hard ones to line.
Short to the nose.
They're hard to line, too.
Yep. They can be, for sure. So, which is an important thing, because that's what we're talking about this morning. But give us a call here, 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. It's here. We're alive and well and moving along. But talking about alignments this morning. So let's see here. Couple things, worn things that could cause issues, obviously. As suspension compresses and rebounds, the alignment angles change. Engineers tune alignment angles for a specific ride height to maximize handling and wear. So when the ride height changes, spring can no longer support the vehicle. Alignment angles will change too. And which is important why to align, because springs, coils, leafs, etc., all these items tend to wear just a little bit. And when they do, the alignment angles change. And from that, then you can end up with wear on tires. Once again, we're back to wear on tires, pushing, pulling, you know, gas mileage affecting. So that's one of those things. And springs are made of metal that is heat treated but still fatigues over time. This includes leafs, coils, torsion bar springs. Even under normal conditions on a smooth road, a spring cycle can average a cycle of 1750 times for every mile traveled. Can you imagine that?
What?
Boing, boing, yes. Boing, boing. It's like you're bouncing down the road. It's like you're the bunny rabbit or something. If you see a vehicle that needs considerable adjustments for camber on both wheels of the same axle, we need to take a good look at springs. And look, knowing what to look at when these angles are off, things like that, is where our job comes in, because we know what causes these angles to change so much drastically, and then we know what we need to put a professional eye on and make a determination, hey, we're having a spring issue, et cetera. And I'll tell you something. ride-wise, when you're talking about ride-wise on a vehicle, you get up around 100,000 miles, shocks and struts are pretty much worn out. And when I say worn out, you know, folks, when we're talking about these items, folks will say, well, they're not leaking or they're not. But what happens is this compression and a shock and struts job, what's the job of those? Keep the tire flat on the ground, right? For multiple reasons, for braking reasons, for handling reasons, for ride reasons, and for tire wear reasons. Because if you get a bad shock or strut and a tire's jouncing all the time, it cups the tire because it's coming up and hitting the ground.
It's skipping off the asphalt or the concrete or whatever.
Great point. That's exactly which causes cupping in the tires, which we know. So that is not specifically an alignment wear, but it's a suspension wear thing that will cause tires to also wear out quicker. So that's a problem. And when we see this, but just because they're not leaking, shocks and struts from normal wear get what's called a normal travel area, and that wears inside there. And the hydraulicking inside the shock or strut, that becomes very weak in that one spot, right?
Well, yeah.
And so it doesn't do its job. Man, I tell you what, you replace the shocks and struts on a vehicle at 100,000 miles, feels like a new vehicle.
I was going to say it can make a world of difference. You know what? Sometimes factory shocks, because when they do the factory shocks, they make them, they're trying to just make a shock that it's like.
They're not as high a quality. Well, it's one of those things like batteries.
They're trying to make they try to find a happy medium with shocks is what they do. And if you go to a little bit better shock, a lot of times, even on cornering, and I don't mean like, I just mean normal cornering, like, you know, like, a 35 mile an hour road where the curves are a little bit curvy, mm-hmm. you can feel that car not dip and stuff, like, you know, maybe dip in the nose or whatever. If you put good shocks on it, you feel the difference in that. So
absolutely, and the handling and the performance of it is totally changed on a lot of vehicles. It's an amazing difference, and it also will change the wear of your tires, obviously, and everything that goes along with it, preventing excessive tire wear. So just another thing that has to do, and this does have to do kind of with alignment, because like Kevin said, the tire will skip across the asphalt or concrete and will chew up the tires. So just one of those things you got to be important about. And keep an eye on and make sure that we don't have excessive wear in it. But in the tires and replacing tires and that at 100,000 miles and shocks and struts, obviously tires when they're worn, but makes a world of difference. Car rides like a brand new car, really does. All the bushings on the vehicle and the front end of the vehicle, important to keep a good eye on. Rubber bushings are designed to insulate the chassis against road vibration and noise. Everything from ozone, extreme temperatures, other atmospheric issues tend to harden these rubber bushings and cause them to transmit noise and vibration and start to come apart. They just fail, right?
Yes.
So one of those things. Even worse, worn suspension bushings can cause excessive tire wear because they can't maintain accurate toe angles during braking and acceleration, which is true.
Worn bushings can do a lot of things, too. Cause your braking. Because if you got like a loose bushing down there, you can get kicking. It almost feel like a brake pulsation because the control arm's in there moving back and forth. I mean, you can get
oscillating.
Yeah, performance steering problems, other than just tires. So I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and these days, many of late model vehicles have hydraulic bushings on the control arms, which are actually like hydraulic liquid filled. And somebody I've seen them before, and somebody's like, my bushing's leaking. Well, yeah, it is leaking, so the hydraulic oil is coming out of it, and it's failing, and it's time to replace it, too.
This is where they're trying to cut down on vibration for whatever reason. That's why they fill things with liquid. So,
well, and it just makes for a better quality vehicle a lot of times as far as, you know, you're right. It's a smoother ride, a better ride, all these kind of things.
This is the things you pay for when your car when you start getting into, you know, Cadillacs, BMWs, and you're paying that extra money. You're getting liquid-filled mounts.
Yeah, and even a lot of Japanese cars have gone to them, too, now. So some bushings will leak when they fail, while others won't leak as the damage will be internal. Symptoms of the damaged bushings include rattle noises from the front of the vehicle while driving, slow speeds, etc., that you hear as far as that goes. Bent components Oh, that's an interesting one.
And it happens a lot.
Oh, it does happen a lot. Curbs. And you may not even know it that you bent a component, which is often interesting. Bent control arm will change toe and camber alignments. Misalignment of these angles obviously scrubs rubber right off the tires as fast as, you know, burning out. Same difference.
That's what I was thinking last night. There was a when I was on my way home, a tractor truck. Something was in the middle of the road, and the tractor, this guy, the guy behind him was probably a little closer to the behind of the tractor truck than he should have been. Mm-hmm. Tractor truck swerved whatever was in the middle of the road on the freeway, and that dude took the full brunt of whatever. He ran right over. Oh, dude, you've seen his headlights bouncing, so you know that he got a little bit of air off or whatever was in the middle of the road, ladder, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, geez. Well, and let me tell you about running over things like that, the damage that does to a car. If it doesn't blow a tire out, then you're lucky.
You could bend exhaust pipes. I mean, all kinds of things. So,
my favorite is when you run over a mattress and it gets wound up in one of the drive shafts.
Yeah, right, I remember that.
Yeah. I there's a vibration. That's because you have a whole bed stuck to the bottom of your car, sir.
I know.
But my point is to that, a lot of these things can get wound up. You have moving components under your vehicle,
yes,
right? You have, if it's front wheel drive, you have two axles. If it's rear wheel drive, you have a drive shaft going to a differential. Those things are spinning free, and if they pick something up, it can twist it up quickly.
Yes.
It's spinning at such a high revolution.
Well, not only that stuff can get stuck to the exhaust pipe or whatever and catch it on fire. I mean, there's
smell.
Yeah, there's so many things that could happen in that.
Plastic bags, plastic things.
People are like,
oh, I got a smell. Well, yeah, you got an extra plastic can stuck to your catalytic converter, so it's looking good down there.
Yes.
It's melty, drippy. So a lot of times those won't cause fires but do cause a smell until they burn off. So anyways, yeah. But running over things, yeah, 1/8 inch of toe misalignment can scrub equivalent to dragging the tire sideways 28 feet for every mile. Well, that's amazing, huh?
Yes.
Isn't a spec that I wasn't aware of.
That's a tire that gets worn really quickly, and things are pricey these days.
Yeah, pretty soon you got the cord sticking out of her. Yeah, so if you see a feathered pattern wear on tires, or it looks like a camber wear on the inside or outside shoulders of both front tires, radials primarily, the toe is probably out of alignment for sure. So, and good things to look at. The other thing that causes tire wear like that, though, if you have both outside and inside tire wear, you better check the tire pressure, too. Make sure you're not running them too low. That's a low tire thing, too. Or if just the center's worn out, what is that?
Overpressurized,
that's right. So just things that we know to look for and stuff. Keeping tire pressure right, keeping bushings in good shape, keeping all the components looking well is extremely important to perfect tire wear and good gas mileage, as Kevin was talking about earlier. More and more automakers are offering all-wheel drive vehicles on increasing number of vehicles, from small SUVs to subcompacts. And the way the alignment things, the differential and suspension components, these vehicles are mounted on what's called a cradle that may only connect to the unibody in 4 to 6 locations. When aligning these types of vehicles, we pay special attention to wheel setback and thrust angle. These angles can help to determine if cradle or suspension components are damaged. Because we do see cradle and control arm damage a lot of times is, for some reason, some people like to drive over center medians. I think they don't negotiate turns well.
Or they don't notice it's there and they're coming out of a parking lot going the opposite.
Yeah, boy, and I'll tell you what, that center median, when you ding a cradle, it can really whack at a good one.
Well, most center mediums, they're not like normal curbs anyway. Some things are like
an 8-inch curb.
Yeah, they're high.
Yeah. If you hit something and it stops you directly, it's not good for the vehicle at all. So it can damage other things, but will knock the alignment out. So we pay special attention to these vehicles and the cradles. And sometimes cradles get moved a little bit and they can be readjusted. We do that too to bring alignment angles in. So just depends, you know. But it's just one of those things. Different things can on the vehicle cause, you know, and we're always looking at stability control, type of suspension design, you know, things doing with braking that can afford, you know, steering wheel off center, stability control, those kind of things for sure. So we try to keep an eye on those kind of things. Anyway, so that's pretty much alignments and why it's important. So what my suggest would be, get your vehicle in yearly, get it aligned, and you will definitely extend the life of your tires and anything else on your vehicle, as we always put a good eye on the suspension components when we are aligning it. So, all right, San Diego and everybody else out there, we really appreciate you joining us today on Auto Talk Radio this morning. We'll keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. As Kevin said, 13 days till Christmas, so you better get the rest of your shopping done. Get up, and now that Auto Talk's over, you can go ahead and jump on Google and get your Christmas presents going. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer, San Diego 1170 and K-Praise. We will be back next Saturday. Stay tuned. Have a safe, wonderful week, folks.
Bye.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.